As we're just discussing there, a major climb down by the Turnbull government over climate policy. The Energy Minister, Josh Frydenberg, has ruled out an emissions trading scheme for the electricity sector in the wake of internal pressure over power prices.
The Turnbull government is not contemplating such a scheme. We're not advocating for such a scheme.
Just one day earlier, though, the Minister on AM did seem to suggest the government would consider a scheme.
What this review has indicated is that we will look at a sector-by-sector approach. Now, as you know, the electricity sector is the one that produces the most emissions. Around a third of Australia's emissions come from that sector. We know that there's been a large number of bodies that have recommended an emissions intensity scheme, which is effectively a baseline and credit scheme.
So any chance of that applying?
Well, we'll just wait and see. We want to hear from the experts as to the lowest cost of abatement. That's what we owe the Australian households and Australian businesses, is how do we meet our emissions reduction targets while at the same time keeping electricity affordable and the lights effectively on. That's our target.
That's the Energy Minister, Josh Frydenberg, speaking to AM on Monday. Well, Michelle Grattan joins us now. Hello, Michelle.
Hi, Fran.
What a difference a day makes.
Well, and a lot of loud voices in the Conservative ranks.
Yeah, we will wait and see, was the line on Monday, what the experts say, and now it's no such scheme. We're not advocating such a scheme. This is a monumental cave-in, it looks like, anyway, to the more conservative elements of the coalition.
Well, it's undoubtedly that, and I think that it's a reflection of Malcolm Turnbull's weak position in the party. He's had to retreat. The voices came out, and it took hardly any time for him to back down. It reminds us of various tax reviews which ruled out looking at a GST.
Mm. Yeah, but even they lasted longer than a day. This might be awkward for the government because it's understood the Finkel review, the chief scientist, Alan Finkel, his review of energy security, which we may get as early as this week, is also going to back emissions intensity program. The Climate Change Authority has this emissions intensity scheme at the heart of it. If the government's already ruling out this, what could be a major component on carbon abatement, what does that leave for the review and how we do meet our emissions reduction targets?
Well, presumably it leaves more of the same or various side issues to be looked at rather than going to the heart of the issue, which many industry sectors are now willing to contemplate and which would make the best sense.
Mm. It's interesting too, as we mentioned with Danny Price yesterday, it is a program, this baseload and credit scheme is a scheme that was essentially designed and picked up by the coalition when they're in opposition. So when Malcolm Turnbull was leader, Liberal leader the first time around, Andrew Robb was the minister in charge of this. This was the scheme they were putting forward. So anyway.
Well, and of course that didn't go well for Malcolm Turnbull.
It did not
and
go well.
I think he's very aware that...
Well, no, that's not quite true, Michelle. That scheme went well for Malcolm Turnbull, but then when he couldn't get that through, he shifted to support Labor's emissions trading scheme. That's when things fell apart.
I think that, yes, that's true, but I think that the whole market-based scheme was something that was pretty unacceptable to various elements in the parties then, especially in the National Party, and we've just seen a repeat of the same old story. Malcolm Turnbull's obviously determined that it won't be the same old end.
Yeah, well, and, you know, the politics of this going forward, given the state of the nation and the state of the parliament, difficult. Talking about the state of the parliament, some not-so-friendly fire from the former Treasurer, Peter Costello. He was on 7:30 last night scathing of last week's compromising and horse trading in the Senate, particularly over the backpacker tax. Let's have a listen.
I don't think it was edifying for Australia. In relation to the ABCC, in relation to the backpacker tax, this is a country that worked itself up into a lather over a backpacker tax, for heaven's sake. You know, for heaven's sake, this is not a major economic issue. The budget's in deficit. The backpacker tax isn't going to touch the sides. And yet we wasted a whole week.
I think he got it pretty right in one there. He says the government's quite stable, but the makeup of the parliament has made it, quote, much harder to get things done. The quality of what is able to do is going to be affected. And as others have also observed, it's put the signal out there that you just hold out and cross trade and you can get what you want.
There's no doubt that with the Senate as it is and a number of minor groups and individuals in it, there's a lot of horse trading. And as Peter Costello said, the picture wasn't pretty. From Malcolm Turnbull's point of view, I think that the outcomes were reasonable in that he did finally get a solution on the backpackers tax.
But Michelle, with Malcolm Turnbull sort of hemmed in there from the crossbench, and then as we've discussed those on perhaps the conservative wing of his party, is he facing the perfect storm?
Well, he's facing a very difficult storm, and as you say, he is hemmed in, but he did get some results through these last weeks of Parliament. There's no doubt about that, and sure, that was pretty important. Also, I do think historically one should remember that while the Senate in these recent years has been particularly testing, it's also been very difficult at times in past years. And
yeah, there was plenty of horse trading that went on with John Howard's time with Brian Harradine, for instance.
Well, not only that, but remember, or Peter Costello would remember, now it was a huge tax issue, but the GST, there was a whole week of horse trading with the Australian Democrats.
With the cameras trained on the whole thing.
Exactly, and they were going in and out of meetings, and Peter Costello wasn't very acceptable to them, so John Howard had to do a lot of that personally, and it was pretty embarrassing at the time.
That's
but
true.
Nevertheless, it got a result, not a perfect result.
Just very briefly, Michelle, there's turmoil within One Nation, it would seem. Rod Cullerton is before the High Court this morning, fighting to stay in the Senate. But his leader, Pauline Hanson, has now come out publicly and said, and I'm quoting, "He's not a team player at all. We can't work with him. You can't reason with him. And honestly, I think the whole lot's gone to his head. So if the High Court rules Rod Cullerton is ineligible to stand for Parliament, his seat in the Senate's likely to go to his brother-in-law, Peter Georgiou, who was number two on the One Nation ticket. I think I'm right in saying Pauline Hanson hasn't even met this man. She's right, isn't she, when she says we're on the same merry-go-round?
Well, I guess we have to see if that happens, what the brother-in-law is like. But apparently they've said they'll work together, or at least that's Pauline Hanson's version, that the two in the Cullerton family have said they'll operate together. Mm-hmm. But I think that it's true that Rod Cullerton, in a way, is behaving like an independent, whatever his formal label is.
Okay. All right, Michelle, thank you very much.
Thanks, Fran.
And that case is before the High Court this morning. Michelle Grattan is the Chief Political Correspondent with The Conversation. It's 7 minutes to 8.
From the founder of Apple to comedian Andy Samberg, from the head of Netflix to the man who built the World Wide Web, from the creators of the record-breaking podcast Serial to startups that are breaking ground right here in Australia, if you want to hear from the movers and the shakers, media, technology and culture around Australia and the globe, there is literally one show. It also happens to be the most literally named show. Download this show with me, Mark Fennell, media, technology, culture. Find it on the RN website now or on the ABC Radio app.